ਸਖਣ ਰੰਜਾ ਜਯ ਯਮੁਨਾ ਤੀਰਵਨ ਚਾਰੀ ਜਯ ਕੁੰਜ ਬਿਹਾਰੀ ਜਯ ਯਮੁਨਾ ਤੀਰਵਨ ਚਾਰੀ ਜਯ ਕੁੰਜ ਬਿਹਾਰੀ
जय श्री कृष्ण बलराम जी की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्रील गुरुदेव की अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। वासुदेवाय संकीर्त्यमानो भगवानन्तः श्रुतानुभावो व्यसनं विपुंसां प्रवेश्य चित्तं विदुनोति अशेषं यथा तमो अर्को अब्रह्मिवातिवातः संकीर्त्यमानो भगवानन्तः श्रुतानुभावो व्यसनं हि पुंसां प्रवेश्य चित्तं विदुनोति अशेषम् यथा तमो अर्को अब्रह्मिवाति वातः. So this is a very, very beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you read the translation to the verse, it is very wonderful. There, Shukadev Goswami, the speaker of Bhagavatam, is instructing Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj has 7 days to live. We don't know if we have 7 days to live. In fact, we don't know if we can live tomorrow. Actually, this afternoon, I got a call from a very close devotee friend of ours, His Grace Dinavatsala Prabhu, and he told me that a close friend of his, whom we all know, because he used to help us a lot with our computers and everything, I think he was what, 36, 37? He went to sleep last night, and halfway through, his wife heard him snoring very loudly, which was not very usual. And in a few moments, when she came over to see him, she found that he was gasping for breath. And then after a while, he became unconscious. They called the ambulance, they brought him to the hospital, and he never regained consciousness. And he will never see 40 years at all. He leaves behind 2 children who are barely in their teens. And yesterday he was here, and today, at this time, he's gone. So Parikshit Maharaj had noticed that within 7 days you are going. But we don't have that privilege. So we should understand very clearly the aim of our life. We should not take this human life for granted. And we should never think that these programs are just for sense enjoyment. They are not. These programs are meant to purify us. They are meant to awaken within our hearts love of God. If we cannot awaken within our hearts love of God, then we have made this entire show into a circus. That is why when we come for these programs, the idea of a ritual should never be in our mind. It should be the fact that we want to seriously come here to understand what is the aim of our life. And those who understand it, they become peaceful in the world. And that is what we all want. We want peace and happiness for ourselves, and we want peace and happiness for our children. And until we get that aim of life, we must be very serious about why we are doing this. So Parikshit Maharaj, when he knew he had 7 days left, he dropped everything. Because he realized that in 7 days I must find out the aim of life. And the aim of our life is love of Godhead. The more we are fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna and his devotees, the more we become peaceful in the life. The more frustrated we are with our lives, it simply means one thing, that we have yet to be connected to Krishna. So whenever we are in difficulty, we cannot blame anyone. We have to look at ourselves. That's why in Shastras it is nicely stated, if you make your bed, then you should sleep on it. And those who sleep on the bed, they are the ones who are responsible for making the bed. We can't blame anybody for our difficulties. The reason why we are in difficulty is simply because we have forgotten the aim of life. Sankirtyamano Bhagavan Anantaha. So Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami tells now Parikshit Maharaj that when people properly glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is the starting point in our lives. If we learn to properly glorify Krishna, that is the start of the real aim of life. Otherwise, what happens is we glorify ourselves. Or if we can't glorify ourselves, we glorify our extended families, because they are extensions of our false ego, and it becomes nice. So the whole world then revolves around I, me and mine, and that is ahankar. Sometimes we are so caught up in our problems, we don't realize the problems have nothing to do with this person and that person. It is because we are polluted. Why to look at others? Why to waste time finding fault with others? This is the point that Sankirtyamano. Sankirtyamano means that we glorify Krishna. Sankirtan is only meant for one personality, and that is Krishna. No one else is deserving of Sankirtan. So this is the first step to become peaceful in life. That we realize today's Judan Yatra is about glorification of Sri Sri Radha Madhav, whom we are going to take darshan of very shortly. The moment we see them, we should become very peaceful that today, please give us permission to glorify you. And what is the best way to glorify Krishna? The best way to glorify Krishna is to change our own lives. That is the real meaning of glorification. It is not that in half an hour, 1 hour, we chant, we go back, and Monday to Friday, there is no change in our lives. That is not change. That is not glorification. There must be a change. There must be a material change. And if there is a material change, when I say material, it must be significant, not material as a matter. If there is a significant change, then you find when you glorify Krishna, you become very peaceful. Glorification always comes with another G, and that is gratitude. Those who are grateful to whatever Krishna has given us, those who accept whatever Krishna has given us, they become the receptacles for proper glorification of Krishna. So if you feel, how am I going to glorify Krishna? Then the first thing we should cultivate in our heart is be grateful to Krishna. In whatever station of life we are in, please be grateful to Krishna. Never think, never look up and say, someone else is doing better than me. Krishna, why you gave someone more? No. Then we are not glorifying Krishna. Because then we forget that the reason why we are in this position is because whatever we get, we deserve. This is the most difficult thing for the ahankar to accept. That whatever that is happening to us is because we deserve it. Very difficult. But there is also a qualification to this. Only we should tell ourselves we deserve it. If we turn to someone else and say, you deserve this, then we have forgotten how to glorify Krishna. As a Vaishnava, we are compassionate to everyone else. But we should be very merciless to ourselves. We should not give ourselves the luxury of thinking, never mind, a few lives later I will learn to properly glorify Krishna. Your few lives may not come. Your time may not come. So glorification equals to gratitude. And gratitude means we see the hand of Krishna at every junction of our life. That is gratitude. The reversals make us remember Krishna more. When Krishna left the gopis, when they were doing the Ras dance, the gopis were very happy when Krishna was with them. And if you recall in Krishna Leela, they were all thinking that today I have Krishna with me. And each gopi thought Krishna was only with her. Sometimes we are also like that. We crave for people's attention, and when the attention is gone, we don't like the person. So the moment we become proud, the gopis also started to feel pride. Krishna is mine. Now Krishna is so pleased with me that he's only with me. He's not with another person. When we think that way, what did Krishna do in Krishna Leela? He decided to disappear. He left all the gopis, and he never appeared before them for a long period of time. And the gopis immediately begin to feel great separation from Krishna. And then they begin to understand that this longing for Krishna was absent in their heart. And Julan Yatra is all about sincerely longing to serve Krishna. That is the essence of Julan Yatra. Every year during the time of Julan, which is around August in Vrindavan, the tradition was always that those who are married, they will be called by their parents home to their house. And they will go for some time. So Srimati Radharani was non-different also. She was from Varshana. And there, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, you know, and her mother, they were always there. And she had wonderful time before she got married. But when a woman leaves her house and she goes to another man's house and becomes the wife there, she leaves also with a great amount of sadness. Because she knows the royal treatment that her father and mother gave her, sometimes it is very hard to get in somebody else's house. So this was how, you know, Radharani was feeling. Because she was in somebody else's house, she was serving everyone there very nicely. But she was longing to go back to Varshana. Why? Because there, first, she had a wonderful father and mother. And they were great devotees of Krishna. She had all her wonderful friends, the gopis and the gopas. And they had only one business whenever they saw her. They would only discuss and glorify Krishna. Sankirtyamano. That was all they were doing. So therefore Radharani was longing for the glorification of Krishna. And of course, because of this longing, she longed most for association with the Lord. And that she could not get here. Because here her mother-in-law was very particular to make sure that black boy, that's what the mother-in-law would call her. What is mother-in-law's name? Jyotila? Yeah, I think it was Jyotila. She was always particular to watch and make sure that Krishna would not come. And Radharani was always feeling restrained. This feeling of restraint and constraint that Radharani feels, Sastras tell us, is the feeling that we get when we are in this material body and when we are not connected to Krishna. But because we are so conditioned to think that our lives are fine without Krishna, we don't realize that by going through birth, death, old age and disease numerous times, we still have not learned anything about the aim of life. In last life we had children, this life we had children. Last life we had husbands and wives, this life also we had husbands and wives. How much we must have loved our husbands and wives in previous lives. How much we must have cared for our children in previous life. In this life we don't know who they are and they don't know who we are also. And in this life, after this life is gone, your children will not know who you are and you will also not know who they are. And this is the truth, the harsh truth of this material world. No child comes into this world remembering I came from block so and so in Sengkang in my previous life. No, very seldom that happens. So the truth is, whatever that we have in this life that we have invested, the investments all go. And we have to reinvest in the next life. The only investment that continues life after life after life is Sankirtyamano, our eternal relationship with Krishna. And yet, that is the investment that we put least investment into, least time into, least resources into. And that is why we are not happy. So please, Radharani's longing for Krishna is not a lusty exchange. It is the longing of every one of us. That should be our longing. That we should always long to be in the association of devotees who remember Krishna. As she wanted to be in the association of her parents and the gopas and gopis because they remembered Krishna. That is Sankirtyamano. And once they remember Sankirtyamano Bhagavan Anantaha, they always, Anantaha means eternally, always. And Anantaha also means in bliss they are always remembering Krishna. This is very important. Whenever we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, we are always happy, isn't it? Nobody can say in this room that when I chant, I become very disturbed. No. No. Only Hiranyakashipu when he chanted, then he would become disturbed. Kamsa when he chanted, he became disturbed. But every one of us, thankfully, we don't become disturbed. So this is the point. So Radharani then decided at that point that she wanted to go back. So August was coming and she was waiting. Waiting and waiting, but that year, somehow nobody came. Her brother Sridham did not come as he normally would come to pick her and bring her to Vrindavan. So Radharani started crying. And she started praying and praying in her heart, Krishna, please come. When will you come? When will you send for someone to bring me back? Now this feeling of Radharani's crying is a very important instruction in devotional service. Prabhupada always said the secret to devotional service is to cry like a child cries for his mother. That is how we should long to be in the service of Krishna. Just like a child cannot live without its mother, naturally the child's longing for mother is a very high and deep feeling. If we can even take a little bit of that for Krishna, then that longing will be the height of our devotional service. So Radharani's longing was that of a child, very innocent, and nothing in her heart except Krishna. One day one messenger happened to come all the way from Barshana, and Radharani saw him. She caught him and said, "You go back and tell my father, I want to go home." And so he went back and told Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj was going to send Sri Dam when Mother Kirtida Sundari decided, "No, wait, wait, wait. Before that, I have to pack a lot of gifts because I know my in-law. She's not going to release the daughter-in-law until she gets a lot of gifts." You know, this is, you know, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law thing. These things have been eternal, you know, they've been going on forever. So anyway, Radharani was waiting, and finally Sri Dam comes and he brings a lot of presents. But the moment he comes, you know, Radharani's mother-in-law, Jyotila, she says, "No, I cannot send her. Because if she goes to Barshana, that black boy is there. That dark boy." For her, Krishna was not very palatable. But for all the devotees, Krishna is always palatable. His darkness is something which is a great source of attraction for us, not a source of envy. So like that, she was going to complain and say, "No, I'm not going to release my daughter-in-law." When suddenly Sri Dam took out all the gifts, and halfway through the sentence she changes her mind and she says, "Oh, okay, fine, all the gifts are nice, keep the gifts, I'll send you my daughter-in-law." So Radharani leaves, and as she goes back, she's becoming very peaceful. Why? She has not seen Krishna. Why is she peaceful? When you want to go back after you've spent a long time away from home, why are you peaceful the moment you start your journey back? You haven't seen your children, you haven't seen your parents, but you are peaceful. Because in your heart, you have framed them. They are in your heart. And you remember them. So actually, real devotional service is when you are in separation. Even at the point when you are returning and you have not seen the person, the object of love becomes heightened. And Radharani's heightened feelings of Krishna was there even as she started her journey. That proves to us that we do not have to see Radha Madhav to have devotion for Radha Madhav. The moment we see Radha Madhav in our hearts, Radha Madhav will manifest themselves in their eternal forms. And they cleanse the heart. Sankirtya Mano Bhagavan Anantaha. This is a very important point. Then, Pravishya Chittam Vidunoti Ashesha. Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami says, the moment you properly glorify Krishna, or you hear about His power. So if we don't know how to glorify, there is another route, Sukadeva Goswami says. You just go and sit in Sankham temple and you hear about Krishna. And that is what's happening every Sunday. We may not be adequate to glorify. I am also not adequate to glorify. But just by coming and taking association of devotees and hearing about Krishna, then what happens in our hearts? Pravishya. Through the years, Krishna comes into our hearts. And Pravishya Chittam, He sits in the consciousness which is our heart. And what does He do? Vidunoti. He starts cleaning the heart. He himself cleans the heart. He doesn't hire cleaners. Krishna doesn't like hiring other people to do his work. He believes in doing it personally. Now, he's a very personal personality. If he loves you, he will come and tell you that. That is Krishna. So Krishna says, Vidunoti Ashesham. He personally cleanses each and everybody's heart of what? Of the misconception and the traces of misfortune. And what is the greatest misfortune? The greatest misfortune is to forget who we are in relation to Krishna. If we forget that we have a Father who is supreme, that is the greatest misfortune. Imagine wandering around the world and not knowing who your Father is. It is a great, terrible disaster. But once we know who our Supreme Father is, we become peaceful. If you know who your Father is, you become peaceful. You ask the child, "Where is your mother?" The moment the child knows, "This is my mother," then whatever happens, the radar is there, the mother is within sight, child is always peaceful. But if the child doesn't know that the mother is in the room, the child is very anxious, very frustrated, and becomes very difficult to handle. In the same way, our soul becomes restless when we don't realize that our Father is here with us, that He's in our hearts. And this is the faith we must have as devotees. So then Radharani returns there. And for the whole of August, July period, she spends time with the gopis and the gopas and her parents. And what do they speak about? They don't speak about, my mother-in-law did this to me, my mother-in-law didn't cook that for me. They don't say such things. They don't exchange anything which is material. Radharani doesn't do that, Prabhupada says. In one lecture, Prabhupada says, Radharani does not discuss about her family with her family. Radharani, Prabhupada says, only discusses Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's all she was doing. She was speaking about Krishna. And then the gopas and gopis, because it was very hot like it is right now, because it was now becoming breezy, they would come out in the open and they would fix those swings, you know, to the branches of the trees. Here we can't do that. There are some temples that actually do that. They find a good tree in their temple compound and they put the jhulan there. I know a temple who actually transported a big branch and tried to put it there and put the swing. Unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you see it, the branch couldn't hold and their lordships decided to come down to the ground. So today the swing is there, but there is no tree. But in Vrindavan, the swings were made with strong, steady branches. And Radharani would sit, and her friend gopis, they would push her. And as they pushed, the higher they went, they would shout, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. They would not shout about anyone else. And sometimes they would be waiting, where is Krishna? And Krishna would come. Sometimes Krishna would come in the disguise of another gopi. So nobody would know Krishna is there, and suddenly he would give a very hard push. And then everyone knows, so much hard push can only come from Krishna. One time, it is stated in Sastras, Radharani was sitting down and Krishna was sitting down and they were swinging. Suddenly Krishna got off and he went behind Radharani, and as the swing was coming down, he pushed her very hard. It was as if Radharani was going to go into the sky. So Radharani became really fearful. And sometimes when we are fearful, our true consciousness comes out. You know, if you are going to trip and fall, sometimes people say some words, you know. Sometimes they call their mother, sometimes they call their father, sometimes they use terrible language. It is a very good indication of what we really are inside. Very good indication. You want to know what the consciousness of a person is? I don't advise this. Just push him and see what happens. I don't advise this. Huh? I'm just giving you some advice. So what happens then is, when Radharani was put in a situation where she was in difficulty, the first thing she called out was, Krishna, Krishna, please save me. Immediately Krishna jumped on the same swing that was going up. He pulled it down. Because Radharani was in fear, she very, 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 very lovingly and with great protection, the need for protection, she embraced the good Lord. And Bhagavatam tells us that when she embraced the good Lord, there was no lusty exchange. Radharani was maybe about 7, 8. Krishna would have been 8 or 9. If you understand their age, then you will understand how pure the relationship between God and the soul is. Radharani's love for Krishna transcends all material hankerings. And when she turned to Krishna and embraced him, Krishna became very pleased. Now Prabhupada says this is a very deep point. Radharani got into the situation where she shouted for Krishna because she was in danger. Who put her in that danger? Krishna. So the point Prabhupada tells us is very important. Very often when we are in difficulty and danger, instead of blaming everyone else, we should immediately know, who has put us in this danger? Who? Krishna. Through his material energy or through his spiritual energy, the arrangement is finally Krishna. Is there anything in this world that is outside the abdomen of the Lord? Is there anything in this world that is beyond the purview of the Lord? No. When Brahmaji was humbled because, you know, he tried to steal the cows and the calves for 1 year and he found that he could not conquer Krishna, he says a beautiful prayer. He says that, oh my dear Lord Adoksaja, please excuse my offense. He says, when a child kicks the womb of his mother from inside, does the mother take it as something very serious? Does the mother hold the child, oh now you kick me, when you come out I will kick you again? No mother will say that. In fact, very often when mothers hear the kick of the child, they become quite happy. Child is there, it's nice. Sometimes mothers tell me, when there is no kicks, we become scared. So Brahmaji is using that beautiful analogy to say, my Lord, I am in your stomach. Everything is in your stomach. I made a mistake, I gave you a kick. But just like a child is in the mother's womb and mother doesn't take it so seriously, you please don't take it too seriously also. After all, who else can I kick?
I'm in your creation after all. If I make a mistake, it's still within your creation. Do you see the all-pervasive nature of Krishna? So when we are placed in difficulty and we have to turn to Krishna, it is the same as Radharani being thrown up very high in the swing by Krishna. And when she calls for Krishna, it is the same Krishna. But this time Krishna comes with his internal potency. But when he pushes Radharani very high up, he pushes her with external potency. So when we are in the material world and we are in difficulty, it is the external potency of the Lord. But when we see the hand of Krishna, immediately that external potency is transformed to the internal potency. Internal potency equals to protection and mercy. Material potency always equals to the law of karma and the law of this material nature. Which law we want? We want Krishna. We don't want karmas. Good karmas, bad karmas, we still have to come back. Why to go through karmas? Better we become karma free. And the only way to do that is the way of Radharani. Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kavi vividitam kalma sapaham shravana mangalam shrimaratatam bhuvi granantiye bhuri dejanaha atiti adbhavam ahnikananam trute yugayate kramma pashyatam kutila kuntalam shrimukham chate jada udikshatam paksham kridrisham. So we end with two beautiful prayers from the gopis. These prayers are so nice, even if we don't know the meaning, by singing it we feel something is happening in the heart, isn't it? The heart becomes very, very, very peaceful, very light, like we are on the swing, you know, very light. The prayers are from the gopis. Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam. All these beautiful kathas, like we just had a short episode of Julan. This Julan Yatra episode of Radharani praying and longing for Krishna's help and then embracing him tightly and falling at his lotus feet is really katha. But because it is related to Krishna, it is amrit. And it is the life, tapta jivana, of all the living entities. It is so auspicious. It is the parama aushada. It is the one true medicine that can relieve all the sufferings of all of us. And because it is the one true medicine, those who spread this knowledge, they are considered to be the most merciful and the most munificent. And if you want to please Krishna, then please do one thing today. Remember this wonderful pastime of Radharani. Remember how Krishna pushed her and he saved her. And remember how she longed, even though she was far away from Krishna, in her heart she was never far away. And because her longing was strong, Krishna arranged that she should go back to her parents and somehow she should always be with Krishna. Today we will take darshan of Radha Madhav. Nam Sangeetan Prabhu, we are ready? Okay, so I've done enough to fill up the space. Now we are ready for the actual program. But it is important to have a foundation before we perform these activities. If we don't have a foundation, the activities become very ritualistic. And remember, it is not the externalities of devotion service that matters to Krishna. During the time of Vrindavan Leela, Radharani's swing had no decorations. But the entire swing was decorated with her love of Krishna. So even if we try to do whatever we can to our capacity, never be discouraged. Never be down. And never start comparing, okay, my decoration is this way, next year I have to notch it up. And then another person goes, this is the Singapore story. Every time we are trying to outdo each other. But in devotional service, devotees never outdo each other because devotees serve each other. We serve each other. So that is what we should remember. All of us are ready to swing Radha and Krishna? Oh, it's very soft. You all are fasting. Are we ready to chant and swing Radha Krishna? So we are ready to take darshan of Radha Madhav. And when we swing Radha Madhav, please swing them into our hearts. Please put before them, when you place the flowers, your conviction and dedication to increase the quality of your devotional service. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Gurudev ki. Ananda Gauri Vaishnavinda ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Okay, I'm going to move geographically to that side. Right? ओके हरे कृष्णा आई रिक्वेस्ट एवरीबडी प्लीज रिमेन सीटेड वेन वी स्विंग द लॉर्ड सम डिवोटीज विल गिव यू फ्यू ड्रॉप्स ऑफ वाटर इट इज नॉट फॉर ड्रिंकिंग इट इज टू प्यूरिफाई अवर बॉडी इट्स अ मिनी बाथ वी कैन से इट्स अ प्यूरिफाइंग थिंग सो वी टेक दैट वाटर जस्ट इट विल बी फ्यू ड्रॉप्स यू कैन डू एनीथिंग एनी वे But you are not supposed to drink it, it is just supposed to clean your hand. And then some devotees will give you some petals of the flower. They are supposed to be offered to the Lord. So you can do one time, two time, four time, whatever number you want. And then just put it in front of them. Just slowly you can throw it in front of the Lord. And then you can swing the Lord. And then, as usual, our culture says, it demands that we should offer obeisances to the Lord. So this just for this obeisances, I will request, you need not offer obeisances right there. You may go behind at your place and from there also you can offer obeisances. This way we will have more time. So just to save time, we will do this. So first I will request mothers with their kids, they please be in the queue. We are not many, many devotees. We are not 500 or 200 here. So we have reasonable time. So we need not worry कि अरे मेरा नंबर नहीं आएगा सबका नंबर आएगा हाँ सो वी नीड नॉट मेक टू मच ऑफ काउंट बट वी कैन कम इन द क्यू एंड जेंटली लविंगली एज हिज वेज देवकी नंदन प्रभु हैज स्पोकन वी विल डू दिस सो प्रभु जस्ट अ मिनट सो Okay, one important thing. Those who are in Sengkang group, WhatsApp group, I have sent one link on your WhatsApp. If you are not on the WhatsApp, still you can open your phone, go to Google and do the search kksongs.org. So this is the name of the website. And then space, you can just write Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna. So this will be the first song, once you search on the Google, the first song you can sing. Otherwise also this song is so easy that once Devkinandan Prabhu sings, we all can repeat very easily. It's not the big Sanskrit lines that we can't remember. So this is those who wish to recite the bhajan. So request Devkinandan Prabhu.
जय राधा माधव राधा माधव श्री राधे जय श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय राधा माधव राधा माधव श्री राधे जय राधा माधव राधा माधव श्री राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे नित्याय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्याय गौर हरि बोल
जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय वृंदावन श्री गोविंद गोपीनाथा मदन मोहा जयो राधे जयो कृष्ण जयो वृंदावन जयो कृष्ण जय वृंदावन श्री गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहा मदन मोहा श्यामकुंद राधाकुंद गिरिगोवर्धन कुंद राधा कुंद गिर गोवर्धन जय गिर गोवर्धन मलिंदी जमुना जय जय महाबा ईशीघात वंशी बत जय वृंदावन भूमि धाम की जहां साबरीला पहलो श्री नंद नंदा नंद जशोदा जय जय गोपाधा जय यशोदा माता की श्री नंद जशोदा जय जय गोपाधा
जय वृषभानु जय कीर्तिद सुंदरी
जय वृषभानु महाराज की
जय वृषभानु जय कीर्तिद सुंदरी जय जय गोपेश्वर वृंदावन
जय कृष्ण सखा
जय जय कृष्ण सखावतु द्विजरा जय रोहिणी नंदा
आई कांट हियर यू जय रोहिणी नंदन की
जय राम घाट जय रोहिणी नंदा जता जा
जय वृंदावन वासी की
जय जय वृंदावन वासी जता जा पत्नी जय नागकन्याग
जय नागपत्नी की
जय द्विज पत्नी जय नागकन्याग हेलो गोविंद चारा
जय गोविंद चरण की।
भक्ति तेज हारा हेलो गोविंद चारा, श्रीरास मंडला जय जय राधा श्याम,
जय राधा श्याम,
श्रीरास मंडला जय जय राधा श्याम, लीला सर्व मनोहरा, जय जय रास लीला सर्व मनोहरा, जय जय उज्ज्वला रस सर्व रस जय जय उज्ज्वला रस सर्व रास सार, हरकीय भावे जहां ब्रजे ते प्रहसा, ब्रजे ते विजानवा पाद पद्मा पुरिया स्मरण, पाद पद्मा पुरिया स्मरण, दीन कृष्ण दास को नम संकीर्ता, जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन, दीना कृष्ण दासा को नम संकीर्ता, जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय वृंदावन,
गोविंद गोपीनाथ माधव।